and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities have areas the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we head to South America's biggest city, Sao Paulo, and its leafy districts of Jardins. This is where you find classic Lebanese dishes, cafes that are famous for their bread and butter, and also high-class restaurants with special Amazonian ingredients. Monocle's Fernando Augusto Pacheco from Sao Paulo himself goes through his favorite food spots in the neighborhood.
The leafy district of Jardins in São Paulo is one of the most traditional places in town to try some of the delicacies of the city's cuisine. No, it is not an up-and-coming place, and from what I can remember, there are no food trucks in sight, but sometimes old classics are what we need. But not to worry, it's not only high-end restaurants and snooty attitudes. It's here where you find classic São Paulo establishments when it comes to food and drink. As you may know, Brazilians do love a bakery, and the best ones are to be found in São Paulo, and more specifically, in Jardins. I adore Galeria dos Pães, or Bread Gallery, a perfect place for breakfast Brazilian style. Fresh passion fruit juice with pão na chapa, which I've spent a while finding the perfect translation for it. Let's go with Brazilian pan-fried toast soaked in butter. It's pure heaven and only to be found in my home country. The good thing about Jardins is that its streets are very steep, which in a way excuses you to eat anything you want after such arduous exercise running up and down the interesting streets full of shops, eateries and good newsstands. For lunch, I recommend you to go to a small residential street called Rua Barão de Capanema. You should not miss Dom, by Brazil's most renowned chef, Alex Atala. It is considered the best restaurant in the country, and with good reason. The Amazonian influence makes it for a very interesting sensorial experience. Try jambu, for example, a local herb that delivers an electric sensation. Another thing, don't be surprised when you ask locals what are the national dishes and they tell you it is an Italian, Japanese or Lebanese dish. Those three cuisines are one of the most important in the city because of past immigration, and all residents adapted them as their own. Talking about Lebanese, just go a bit up from Barão de Capanema and you are in Oscar Freire, better known as Brazil's Rodeo Drive. Although, at one of their ends, what you will find is a selection of nice traditional restaurants, such as the almighty Almanara, working since 1950. Their Lebanese-style pastries, called sfihas, are dreamy. And a question for our Lebanese listeners. Almanara serves an amazing raw kibbeh, but in London, for some reason, I cannot find this incredible dish. I hope they have nothing against a good raw kibbeh. And of course, we all need a sweet, and Brazilians have a very sweet tooth. And Jardins, of course, have an incredible concentration of sweet shops. Still in Street Oscar Freire, you have Cristallo and their delicate Petit Fou. If you fancy a good ice cream, head to Bacio de Latte in the same street. And to end the day with a more informal dinner, let's return to bread. May I just remind you that in Brazil it is very difficult to avoid carbs. We all love bread, maybe because it is so good. Lanchonete da Cidade has one of the best sandwiches in town, from burgers to simple toasts with white Brazilian cheese. It is heaven and nostalgic, with excellent design too. When people ask me what do I miss the most from Brazil, I say it's the food. Brazilians are experts in making very simple food that tastes very good, comfort food, some might say. A good way to start your adventurous foodie trip in São Paulo is a quick stroll in Jardins. Delícia! For Monocle, I'm Fernando Augusto Pacheco.
This has been episode number 79 of Food Neighborhoods. Monocle's Fernando Augusto Pacheco was our guide. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.